What's up, guys? I'm Matt. I'll be one of your hosts on this podcast. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, and this is my good buddy.
I'm Tyler Witkowski. I'm a multi-genre author, blogger, and mental health advocate. And we're here on
Back Porch Parlay.
What's up, guys?
We're back.
Yeah, we've been gone for a little while.
Yeah, life's been difficult. Life's been shitty.
Yeah, we've had a few mishaps, some family emergencies and things, but we're back.
We're getting back.
Our schedule back together.
We haven't forgot about y'all. We've been talking about the podcast a lot, so we're still here. As you can see from this episode that's coming out today.
Yeah, it'll be out.
Well, whatever day you're listening to this, it was on a Monday.
It was on a Monday, but we're back. This was supposed to be a regular episode, but due to lack of preparation from life and scheduling, this is going to be kind of a free flow.
It's going to be like Ramble On Part 2.
Yeah, Part 2 to Ramble On. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I like it.
We'll promote Ramble On a little bit more too, since,
you know. Yeah, if you didn't listen to that, you should go back and listen to it.
Exactly what he just said.
Yeah,
exactly.
100%. And we'll be back on our beer of the week soon too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do need to jump back on that. I've got a good beer. You remember how we used to talk about apricot beers? About how we wanted to make an apricot beer?
Yes.
I've got a plum apricot beer
apricot.
In the fridge. Apricot.
Apricot.
Whatever. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah, apricot.
But either way.
Depends on where you're from.
I've got a plum.
We're from the same place.
A plum apricot.
It's apricot.
Sour. In the fridge.
You just sound like a snob when you say apricot. I've got an apricot. Plum. Pear. Blah, blah.
I didn't say pear.
I'm just making shit up. But
I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just be like, man, I got apricot.
Apricot.
We're going to agree to disagree.
All right. How do you say tomato? Actually, no. How do you say pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan? Like, yeah. Pecan through the blinds?
Pecan.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Pecan.
But right. I don't say pecan.
Yeah, pecan is, that just sounds weird. Sounds like,
you know what's weird, caramel? Though? The only time I say pecan is when I butter pecan ice cream. For whatever reason in my mind, I cannot say butter pecan.
You know
I don't
what?
Know why.
You're right.
But when I say butter, when I talk about butter pecan ice cream, I say butter pecan.
I do too.
But if you ask me, like, hey, do you like pecans? I'm like, yeah, I love pecans.
Good old pecan pie?
Yeah, pecan pie. I never say pecan pie.
No,
I say pecan pie. But I always say butter pecan. I really do not know why
the same
I
way.
Do that.
I've never thought about it, but like, I'm the same way. That's exactly how I, because I go to the store and I'm like, ooh, butter pecan.
Yeah, I feel fancy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fancy type. And then
and
you
I do
get
say
a pecan
caramel.
Pie and you feel southern. So you're like, pecan pie.
Yeah. And I say caramel, not
caramel.
Or I say caramel, not caramel. I said that backwards.
Caramel.
I say caramel.
Oh, I say caramel.
So I don't say caramel.
I say, caramel. Say ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody ever understands me when I say oil.
Oh. I need an oil filter.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, it's oil.
I'm not enunciating. It's oil.
It's oil.
Like, who has time to say oil?
Tinfoil.
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 Yeah, it almost sounds like tinfoil.
What, are we just going to make this whole episode just us phonetically pronouncing words?
I mean, we could.
Oh, we What's could. A- That's another good one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, you got to say it without messing up. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Touche, touche.
You gotta.
That was good.
I can't snap because my middle finger is real fucked up right at the moment. It's busted all open. It probably needed stitches. That shit is gnarly, dude. That one right there is like, there's a chunk missing.
Oh, yeah,
that
definitely needed stitches.
No, I don't think so. I think it's healing fine. It's not infected. I just can't. This is the first day I've really been able to make a fist with it without nice. It, because it was like this big. It was double the size. And my thumb's healing up real nice. It's other than my fingernail. My fingernail might fucking fall off. Yeah, that was horrible.
That was terrible.
It was terrible.
You probably should have got stitches. If there's one thing I've learned in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, it's that you really should go to the doctor. Am I going to start going to the doctor?
No, I'm not.
No, probably not, but I really should.
I've always been a real, like, you know, figured out kind of guy. Just let my body handle what it's going to do.
Yeah.
I try really hard not to even take, like, Tylenol. Mm. I gotta, like, and I mean, if I feel like shit, you know what I mean? I'm gonna right. take fucking Tylenol, but like,
ibuprofen, not take like candy. Yeah. It's not
good. I try not to, I try not to take a lot of Tylenol. I try, like, even on headaches, man. I just think it's better for let your body, like, do its thing.
Right.
I'm not a doctor, though. Do not, please, no one take this as medical advice.
I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just
I'm probably gonna die early, so I wouldn't listen to me. I'm not.
True,
not super healthy.
I haven't taken care of myself very well.
Yeah, I really got to get back in the gym. And I have been doing, you know, really good on my diet and stuff. But this past week or two, man, I've been just kind of fuck it, which is not the way to be. But
sometimes, I mean,
dude, it's just with baseball and yeah, work and everything. Busy. It's just, and it's not an excuse, but it is a lot easier, dude, to leave ball practice or a ball game at fucking
9 o'clock at night,
and then have a fucking 8-year-old that I have to go home, get a shower, feed him,
and
get him ready for bed.
Shower.
I gotta get a shower. Everybody's gotta get ready, and then it's almost 10 o'clock, and then he's wired for fucking sound. He doesn't want to go to bed because he's. So a lot of times it is easier just fuck it. Let's hit a window on the way home. Yeah. Just grab something because then you can go home, fucking eat, throw the shit in the trash when you're done. No mess, no fuss. Yeah. I mean.
That's kind of how we've been this last week and a half, running back and forth to the hospital. You know, we've been keeping up with it, and you know, our diet's not really been priority.
And I even go through, like, when I do that, the window, I try to be mindful of what I'm eating. But you can only be so mindful when you're eating Taco Bell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Or
Bojangles.
Bojangles or KFC, McDonald's, any of those fast food places. You're very limited on healthy options.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of food, I had a great beer today. And I'm about to, I can't remember what it's called, but I do. It's on my Untappd.
Have you ever had a Sunny Little Thing by Sierra Nevada?
Yes, because I like their Hazy Little Thing, their Hazy Big Thing.
I had the Sunny Little Thing for the first time at, where was it? Ale House, Carolina Ale House, the other night. Very good, very good. It was very crisp, smooth flavor, very citrusy. I really liked it.
I had a beer today while we were in Myrtle Beach after we left the game. I stopped and got something to eat. And I got one from Low Tide Brewing out of Johns Island, South Carolina. And it's called Invincibility Juice.
Oh.
It's pretty good. 9.2.
Dang.
It's a triple New England hazy. It's really good.
Where'd you have that at?
I had that at Bully's Pub and Grill, which is in Barefoot Landing.
We should go to Crooked Hammock.
Not a bad little venue, but I wasn't like over the top impressed.
Yeah,
I would say.
I will tell you, Crooked Hammock is top notch. Good brewery, good food.
There is a place. Me and my wife go out of town week after next for our anniversary. There's a place called the Blueberry Grill that's in Barefoot Landing right there. My buddy recommended it, said it was top-notch breakfast. So we're going to find out. Probably going to hit that Thursday morning. Yeah. I think Wednesday night might go to Hamburger Joe's. If you've never been to Hamburger Joe's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right.
Or is that North Myrtle Beach?
I think it's North Myrtle Beach.
It doesn't fucking matter.
They're all the same.
Yeah, it's the same shit. That they have a really good, just like old school flat top smash burger. Like,
oh really?
Really good, and you can get fucking like $1.50 PBRs. It's great, man. They got like it's basic, like old school, like cheeseburgers, hot dogs, onion rings, you know, like fries. Nice. Shit's really good. Wings, you know, they got wings. They got I think you can get like a fried bologna sandwich. If you've never had a fried bologna sandwich on white bread, you're missing out.
Fried bologna is one of my favorites.
It is so good.
Oh, my God. Father-in-law hates it, though.
Bologna.
Bologna. That's how I say bologna in my head. I want some bologna.
That's like, I never say Bojangles anymore. I always say Bojangles.
Bojangles, yes.
I don't know why. That's just some shit we started. Like, I remember people saying that when I was in high school, and it just stuck. Like, you got a Bojangles.
That's what we used to call it, because there was one in Southport. And we'd always skip lunch and go to Bojangles.
I like, there's a dude that used to do like vines or maybe it was TikToks. I don't know, whatever time period that was, but he used to pronounce things the wrong way. Like, he would go through, like, Camp.
That was, like, he'd like do Camp.
It was like Campbell's, and he'd be like, Cam, P-Bells. Like, P-Bells. That was just funny. Mucinex, he was like, Monkey Necks. I was like, that was funny. I do like enunciating words. It's crazy how our language, you can really shift a word around and make it sound completely different.
Language is a crazy thing when you think about it. Like, somebody somewhere just decided one day,
yeah,
this is a tree.
Yeah, exactly. Who was in charge of naming all this shit?
God. Adam. Well,
who wrote the first dictionary?
I don't know.
Webster?
Probably not. I don't feel like Webster has been around for all of eternity.
Well, let's go to Google. We'll see what you come up with, and I'll see what I come up with.
What was the first dictionary? The first American dictionary, yes, was 1806 by Webster.
The first book generally regarded as the first English dictionary was written by Robert Caldry, a schoolmaster and former Church of England clergyman, in 1604. Caldry?
How is that the first American?
Made use of word lists published earlier in educational texts, such as Richard Mulcaster's Elementary, 1582, and Edmund Coutts' English School Meister. First dictionaries of English.
English.
So, but our language derived from...
Right.
This is where we, you know...
But it's still slightly different.
Did one man write the first great English dictionary all by himself? Dictionary.com. That should be spot on.
Yeah.
Who wrote the first English dictionary? I mean... This is Samuel Johnson created a widely imitated style of biography and literary criticism in addition to setting the meticulous tone of reference books. His cause was to make English, especially the great classics, accessible for all readers. His dictionary was the first book to address English as it was written and spoken. It was the first to introduce context-based information about English, and it was the first to attempt to enforce a standard of spelling and grammar upon unruly English, which had no equivalent of an academy to defend its use as proper or improper. But then again, that's just from dictionary.com, so I don't know if these are even real people.
No, it sounds like a fake, made-up fantasy novel.
Could be. But either way, so some guy somewhere was just like, tree, leaf, grass.
Yeah, it does,
plank, wood. And then think about, like, so things were invented, like a computer. So then that's what they called it. They called it a computer, or like a microphone was invented, and that's what they decided to call it. We're going to call this a microphone.
And then you got some things like sunglasses that just make sense.
That is true.
But then
you got glasses. Some,
well, glasses, yeah.
But it's glass lenses. It's a pair of glasses, like the bottom of a glass.
Who decided what glass should be called?
I don't know. Probably the guy that invented glass. The first people to ever
invented glass.
Yeah, they did. It had to be made.
Glass was made naturally.
Yeah, but somebody had to figure out how to make it unnaturally, like make it themselves.
Right, but they were still here before they were able to man-make it. There was always glass, so somebody had to name it glass.
Well, that's because they had to find it. They had to find a perfect place where lightning had struck.
Exactly. Glass node.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah.
Still glass. Somebody had to name it glass.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, what came first, chicken or the egg?
Well, You know, that's a very perpetual question, because without an egg, you can't have a chicken, and without a chicken, you can't have an egg. So
that's not true. Plenty of animals have eggs that aren't chickens.
But we're talking specifically chicken here. The question was, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, it would technically be the egg, because if you follow evolution, the chicken evolved from the dinosaur. So the dinosaur came first, and then it laid the egg that hatched what we now know as the chicken. So the egg came first. If you follow evolution.
Here's the thing, though. Something at some point had to be nothing, and then an adult breedable thing to produce an egg, which could produce another animal.
But that's not the question. The question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? So the egg would have come first, because what came before the egg were two dinosaurs and not a chicken.
Maybe. Something had to lay that egg.
Yeah, a dinosaur. Dinosaur laid the egg.
It wasn't like a fucking velociraptor laid an egg fucking ostrich popped out.
Obviously, no. It was an evolution type of thing. Like, over time, eventually.
But what I'm saying is, the chicken to get to the last form of modern chicken,
the egg came first.
There had to have been a chicken to lay the first egg of a chicken.
The modern form of chicken.
But if you go by evolution, every time the egg was laid, it hatched a little different to produce the modern chicken. So technically, the chicken came before the egg. If you go by your theory, because the dinosaur laid an egg that evolved into something closer to a chicken. Then it laid an egg that evolved into something closer to a chicken. So then when we had the first chicken...
But the egg, it hatched, the first chicken hatched from an egg.
Yeah, but once that first chicken hatched, the last egg he laid is the chicken that we know today. So technically, the chicken came first.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that. I think that's going to be the name of this episode. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
If there's any scientists out there, somebody talk to you, boy. Let me know something. I want to know.
Also, if anybody has a ferret that hunts wild game from episode 3,
please contact me because I would love.
Yeah, we're still on the lookout for that. Like, what inspired that law? Where was it? North Dakota or something like that?
I don't know. I'll just go back and listen to the episode.
So
we'll go back and we'll put it back on Facebook.
Yeah. So if you got
some
a ferret
more specifics
that,
on
that
the
can
law.
Hunt wild game, let us know, because I would love. I'll make you a deal right now. We'll come together. I want that ferret.
I just want to go on a hunt with it.
Feel like what is the ferret going to be? Is it going to be like a retriever, or is it going to be like a
nah, I'm
chaser?
Assuming it. Yeah, I'm assuming it flushes out some sort of game,
like birds and
I don't know. I mean, maybe
rabbits. Maybe rabbits. No,
a ferret could fuck up a rabbit, dude. Are you serious?
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, ferrets are fucking mean. First of all, they have teeth.
True.
They have teeth.
Rabbit have teeth.
Not teeth that are cut in a manner to bite flesh.
Yeah, that's true.
Their teeth are meant to eat grass because they're an herbivore.
Aren't ferrets?
No, they're technically an omnivore. I believe they eat a mix of both. They can eat meat and or. So they have teeth more similar to a dog. They also have claws that are more similar to like a cat or a canine. Rabbits have little claws too, but I mean, a rabbit can scratch shit out of you.
Yeah,
but
they can.
But a ferret, dang. Ferret will fuck up a rabbit, hands down.
All right, so.
I don't condone animal on animal violence crime, but I would possibly watch a ferret hunt down a rabbit.
All right. Godzilla.
The only thing is, though, I don't know if a ferret can catch a rabbit.
Ferrets are pretty fast, though.
Yeah, but rabbits are fast as fuck.
Yeah, they are. That is true. That's a good point.
I mean, dogs can't run a dog can run a rabbit down in like an
open field
area.
But
like once it hits the thick brush, like a rabbit, he's zooming.
Yeah, but a ferret's small enough to be able to keep up with it.
I don't think they're fast as a rabbit, dude. Their legs aren't, their little legs, they can't run. I don't think their top speed is that, and I don't think they have the stamina that a rabbit does. A wild rabbit can run for a long time. A very long time. So I'm going to say...
A ferret's top speed is 15 miles per hour.
Yeah, but they probably can't sustain that speed for fucking forever.
While a rabbit, the European rabbit, is 25 miles per hour. So you were right. The rabbit would be able to outrun him quite easily. So yeah, mate, what exactly would the ferret hunt then?
I'm not sure.
All right, back to a question I asked earlier. Godzilla versus King Kong, who wins?
I have another, not before we go to this.
Okay.
I do have one other thing. Wouldn't it be more efficient to use a mongoose instead of a ferret?
Yes, I was kind of thinking that. A mongoose is more...
I mean, a mongoose, they fight cobras.
Yeah.
They're fucking...
They're badass.
Yeah.
I would like to have
a mongoose. Is way cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was going to realistically have some sort of wild, small pet like that, it'd be a honey badger.
Because
they don't give a shit.
No, they don't. Honey badger would be cool. I'd like to have a sloth, just something lay down with and just chill out with all day.
But a honey badger could seriously, like, out of most any of your small dwelling ground land animals, he's 10 out of 10. He's going to fuck them up.
That is true. Honey badgers are badass.
I mean, they get bit by fucking very poisonous snakes, and, like, they literally just lay down, take a nap for, like, an hour or two, then they wake back up and just fucking eat it. Like, whatever. So anyway, what are you saying?
Godzilla versus King Kong. Who wins?
King Kong.
No.
Yes.
Godzilla is like 100 times taller than King Kong.
He's not.
Yeah, he is. Godzilla was taller than the Empire State Building. King Kong climbed the Empire State Building.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm going to tell you what King Kong's going to do. He's going to scale up that fucking slow-ass spiny back of his and beat the back of his fucking brains out. I mean, he's just
going to feel like a fucking bee bumping into his head over
and
over.
Have you never heard the
swat him?
Have you never heard the story? No, he can't with his little T-Rex ass arms. He can't reach up there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He's going to jump right up there and gouge his eyes out, and that's going to be the end of that. He's going to rip his head off. Have you, like, David and Goliath here?
That's a good point, but I'm still
going. It's not the size of the fight. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Godzilla's leveled whole cities.
King Kong has literally swatted helicopters out of the sky and
bashed them. Oh, so is Godzilla.
I'm just saying.
Godzilla is fucking
How slow Godzilla is. King Kong's twice as fast.
Is King Kong going to be able to avoid laser beams?
Yeah. He's a fucking ape, dude. He can,
okay,
fine. He can jump, bounce, scramble, dip.
We'll agree to
dodge,
disagree.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
We'll
agree
to disagree on this, but let me present you with another scenario. Mecha Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, well, then I can't ride with my boy Kong because whole different thing. That's the one that's metal plated, isn't
it? Yeah. He's like full metal. Yeah, he's got rocket launchers on his back.
Yeah, that's totally different scenario.
Yeah.
Straight up, like old school Godzilla to King Kong. King Kong all day. I promise.
I'm good.
Because, dude, I'm telling you, he's gonna juke and jive
with the Zilla. But
he's going to juke and jive him, run up his back, dude, and just beat his eyeballs in so he can't see.
I would like to see, like, that version. Like, with an actual... Because, you know, the Godzilla versus King Kong they have them, like, at the same size, but really that's not the case. I would like to see them in their true sizes. Like, King Kong is, like, this 20-foot monster, and Godzilla is, like, 100 foot tall. I want to see that fight.
Still do Kong all day.
Really? I gotta say Godzilla. I feel like Godzilla would just whip him with his tail and flip
like
him across
giant
the country.
Fucking silverback gorilla, like.
Godzilla is literally a freaking dragon dinosaur thing.
I mean, there's a reason that primates outlive dinosaurs. He's more intelligent. He's faster. Opposable thumbs. Ability to use tools. I can go on.
I don't think King Kong.
He can use tools. He's a fucking primate.
He picks stuff up and throws it. Yeah, I guess that's true. That is true. Huh. That's a good point. That's a very good point. You give me something to think about.
Tell you, dude, you got to look just, it's not all about size.
No, I know it's not about size, but he's got powers. King Kong is just a giant ape.
Godzilla. He's freakishly fucking strong.
Well, Godzilla's freakishly fucking strong, too.
But he's got little ass arms and he doesn't have opposable thumbs. All he's got is a tail and his little, and he shoots that little beam. Like, yeah. Fuck, okay. So he's going to dodge the fucking beam. He's going to scale this thing and he's just going to pound his face in. Because he's going to run up there with like a telephone pole in his hand and jab in his eyeball. And then he's just going to pound his way into his brain. Just... telling you.
I still think King Kong is going to lose.
Whatever you say, bud.
Well, while we marinate on this, let's head over to a break from our sponsor. And we'll be right back.
King Kong all the way.
No, I'm telling you, Godzilla is going to win.
All right, we're back.
And he's still wrong.
Maybe we should put a poll up.
The poll? Oh, that's a good idea.
We're going to put a poll up.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Who would win? Oh, man.
Why'd you just get awkwardly quiet?
I'm just thinking about how King Kong would beat the shit out of Godzilla.
No, he would not.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you think as a grown adult, would you rather... how can I word this? Would you rather have to fight like a wave of like 4-year-olds with like a 5-year-old boss, like a big boss at the end? Or would you rather fight just like three freakishly large like 6-year-olds? What do you think you would do better with?
Three freakishly large 6-year-olds.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going with the wave of little ones. I could beat the shit out of a bunch of 3- and 4-year-olds. Hey, what are they really going
to... Yeah, but then you still got the big 5-year-old who's going
to... Or no. Let's word this better. That's horrible because 3- and 4-year-olds are tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe like a group of like... A wave of like... 5th graders, and then like 1 8th grader,
okay,
or like 4 8th graders.
What does a wave consist of? Like how many?
We'll say 5.
5. So 5 5th graders and an 8th grader, or 4.
Yeah, what's the age group on a 5th grader? What is that? That's like what, 12?
10 to 11.
10, 11.
I think. 11, or is it 11 to 12? 11 to 12.
I think it's 11 to 12. It's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 9, 10, 11. That would be like, no. So they got
to
be
12. Anyway, right? We're just going to say 11 to 12. So an 11 to 12, 4 11 to 12 year olds. I mean, no. What is 8th
grade? 5 5th graders.
Right.
And then you got to fight 1, like, big, large 8th grader boss, okay, like, at the end, like, right, Mortal Kombat style.
Gotcha.
Or just 3 normal-size 8th graders.
Yeah, I'm still going 3 normal-size 8th graders.
I'm taking the wave of 5th graders.
Yeah, you got the wave of 5th graders, but then you got the freakishly large 8th grader. And then you got, so? But then you're facing 3 normal size 8th graders.
So?
I'm taking the normal size 8th graders compared to a freakishly large 12th grader after I just had to fight
8th grader.
After I just had to
fight. See, here's 5. My thought process. I could probably beat up the 5th graders and then convince them to be on my side and we'll mob up.
Are we talking
up
about beating up kids on a podcast?
It's just a hypothetical. It's just a joke.
Like zombie kids.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. Well, not like, I wouldn't go beat up kids, man. That's fucking, that's how we became friends. I have kids.
That's how we became friends.
Well, that is true. Kick a kid out, I was going to Spartan kick
Spartan
a kid.
Kick. That's right, Spartan kick a kid out
the front. He's being a dick.
Yeah, he kept taking crackers and crumpling them up and putting them on the floor. Oh, good times. Good times. I miss the food industry. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I might go back to it.
I do miss it sometimes. I don't know.
I wish I could own my own restaurant.
Yeah, me too.
That would be...
But then again, I'll be honest with you. I'm so fucking content now with my 8 to 5. There's no way I'd want to go back to own a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because then you got the fucking hours and like... With as much as my kid plays ball and all that shit, dude, I'd never have fucking... It would be so hectic. I'm not saying that it can't be done. There's people that do it all the time. I personally don't want to. Hats off to the people that do run their own business and stuff and got kids in sports, because I feel for you.
They
I do really do. Yeah, hats off to you guys.
So.
King Kong?
No.
I'm just going to keep randomly bringing that up.
King Kong?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up something from our last open
parlay. Okay.
You still don't think corned beef hash is a foreign potato?
No.
It is.
It's a meat and potato dish.
But it's a form of potato.
I've never busted open an Idaho Spud that had corned beef inside of it.
Okay.
Well, so it's not a form of potato. I've
never busted open an Idaho Spud that had cheese in it, so scalloped potatoes aren't it either.
But the main component of scalloped potatoes is potatoes.
One of the main components of corned beef hash is the hash, which is potatoes.
Not really, though, because there's always more meat in corned beef hash than there's potatoes.
That's why I said one of. You can't have corned beef hash without the hash, and then it's just corned beef.
Be that as it may, it's not a potato dish.
Just because it's we're not calling like... it hash, if I said corned beef potatoes, would that make it better? If I said my favorite potato dish is corned beef potatoes instead of corned beef hash, would it then be considered a fucking potato dish?
No.
Because I'm going to change the... I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary and start a petition to change the name of corned beef hash to corned beef potatoes so that they can be considered a fucking potato dish.
If you put it on Urban Dictionary, it's going to end up being a sex position.
Corned beef potato. That's a terrible sex position.
It's gonna, there's anybody out? We're not gonna get into that. Yeah, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes,
corned beef potatoes,
scallop potatoes, potatoes au gratin.
What about French fries?
Hasselback potatoes.
French fries don't have potato in it.
But it's literally made of nothing but fucking potato. It's nothing but a fucking potato.
I mean, that's true, but it still doesn't have
That's potato. What I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to get across to you is that corned beef hash is a mixture of two things. Because if
all
you...
All gratin potatoes.
But hear me out, though. You can't have all gratin potatoes, like, the main section of that dish is potatoes. So, like, if you took the potatoes out of corned beef hash...
It would be corned beef.
Corned beef.
It wouldn't be the same dish.
Now, if you took the corned beef out of it, then it would be a fucking potato dish.
It would be hashed
potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be hash browns, basically.
Exactly.
Basically, corned beef hash is hash browns with corned beef in it.
No. Yes. Because it's not corned beef is not a topping. That's what I'm saying. You're comparing comparing a core ingredient to the dish to... A fucking topping.
Okay, well, again, potatoes au gratin. That's cheese. Cheese is part of it. If you take the cheese out, then it's just potatoes.
That's my point.
So then potatoes au gratin shouldn't count.
No, but the main part of that is potatoes. The key word there you said was potatoes.
And cheese. Potatoes and cheese. Correct?
You're pulling hairs.
No.
You're pulling fucking hairs. Corned beef hash is a meat and potato mixture.
It's a meat and potato dish.
Exactly. It's not just a potato dish. You would not consider that a sole potato dish.
You would not consider potatoes au gratin a sole potato.
Yes, you would, because
potato and cheese
without the potato, it is not a dish at all. It's just cheese in a bowl.
Without the cheese, it's just potatoes chopped up into really thin
But it's fucking potatoes. You see what I'm saying? You can take the cheese out of that and still have potatoes.
But you can't take the potatoes out of it and still have potatoes. That's the point with the corned
beef hash. No, you said a potato dish.
If you take the corned beef out of corned beef hash, you still have a potato dish.
We're going to agree to disagree. I think you're reaching.
I think you just don't want me to be right.
No, it's not that I don't want you. I would love for you to be right, man. I always want people to shine. I just, not in this scenario.
Corned beef hash is a potato.
Yeah.
It is the superior form of potato, in fact.
The fuck it's not. it's a fucking side dish for breakfast. It's not.
It's not.
It just happens to have a little bit of potatoes sprinkled in it.
It's not a little bit of potatoes. It's a good amount of potatoes. A good corned beef hash is a good amount of small chopped up, diced up potatoes with some corned beef in there, mixed up, thrown in a cast iron skillet till it's brown on one side, flipped over until it's brown on that side, take it out, and you eat it like a crab cake.
Still not a potato dish.
But that is the proper way to eat.
It is. That is. It's still not a potato dish.
We'll agree to disagree on this.
All right.
So what's next? What are we agreeing to disagree on next?
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything? Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I've had a long day, man.
Yeah, that is true.
My brain's a little fried, but I am just glad to be back, and we hope that you guys are going to bear with us.
Yeah, these next couple of weeks are going to be rough. If you know us personally, you know some of the things that have been going on lately that have kind of been preventing us from going forward with this.
But we will be getting back. It's going to be a slow process getting everybody scheduled back together and getting back together. But we are going to keep putting out content, and eventually we'll be back full swing again.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to put this out. We had time today. We wanted to get together and make sure we put something out for you guys to listen to, and hope you enjoyed our thing. And we hope that you're going to check out all of our polls.
Yeah.
Because King Kong can definitely beat the shit out of Godzilla. And hash is not a fucking potato dish.
Corned beef hash is a potato dish.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put that up on Twitter, too. I can't remember if I already put that up on Twitter. But if I didn't, I'm going to again. Because corned beef hash is a potato dish.
What do you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Okay. And then it becomes what?
It's still bread, but it's toasted bread.
But then it becomes toast.
Oh, it becomes toasted bread.
But it's toast. Just
toast for sure.
You've never fucking walked into Waffle House and like, can I get toasted bread? Okay, you say toast. But once it becomes toast, is it still bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
So once corned beef hash becomes, or once potatoes become corned beef hash, is it still potatoes?
No.
Yes, it is. Oh, man. This was fun.
This was fun. I'm glad to be back. Hopefully we can get back to you guys, you know, get back on our regular schedule soon.
Yeah.
So
we'll let you know what decision we come to about the corned beef hash, because we all know Godzilla would beat King Kong.
I think I'm just going to start going door to door. Asking people.
We're just going
to
start. We're going to make a whole
campaign. I'm going to make up fucking index cards like mashed potatoes, french fries, potatoes au gratin. I'm going to hold it up. Now, you tell me when you see something that's not a potato dish, I'm going to hold it up. And I guarantee you, 9 out of every 10 people, when I get the corned beef hash, they're going to fucking say that one.
No, they're going to be like, it's got potatoes in it, so it's a potato dish.
No, they're not. You're going to be the 1 out of 10.
Maybe I will. That doesn't matter. Somebody somewhere agrees with me.
Probably not, but sure.
Okay. All right. Well,
if you take the meatballs out of a meatball sub, is it still a meatball sub?
No. Okay. It's just a sub.
No, it's just a piece of fucking bread. It takes two things to make that dish. It takes two things to make a meatball sub.
I didn't say it was a
meatball. A hoagie roll and meatballs.
I said it was a sub. It's a hoagie roll with, actually, and that's not true. You need some marinara and some cheese in there.
But the core. The core thing, if you just put marinara and cheese in, it's not a meatball sub.
Then it's a pizza sandwich.
It's a fucking slop is what it is.
No, it's a pizza sandwich. Like the old French bread sandwich.
I'm out of here.
All
right. I'm out of here. This guy's going AWOL on me here. But we appreciate you guys tuning back in. We hope you enjoyed this, and we'll keep you guys updated on our social media. We've kind of, you know, had to take a break from that as well. So
yeah.
It's been a little slack and lackluster, but we're getting back. We'll be back full swing, and we hope to hear from you guys soon.
Yeah. All right. Till next time.
See ya. And if you guys are looking to find us on all of our social media, my buddy Tyler here is going to let you know where to find us, and we hope to hear from you.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @BackPorchParlay. You can also find us on all your favorite podcast streaming websites. So until next time, thanks for joining us on
Back Porch Parlay.